Good morning. Glad to see all y'all this morning. Glad to have a chance to sing with everyone. God knew what he was doing when he set it up with singing together. It's different than singing by yourself. It encourages differently, and it declares to one another the faith that we have, and helps our unity. I find that I do more talks when I'm teaching class, because more things pop into mind and more conversations happen and things like that. And so I'm teaching the class, and I got the book, and it's all about keeping ourselves separate from the world. And to do that, we first had to define what's the world like, and we had to define what does separation and holiness mean. And then we said, okay, but we start out as the world, so what happens that makes us not part of the world? And we're looking at Romans 12, 1 through 2, it says, "Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." So we talked about that transformation, that changing of oneself, and the terms from the Greek, changing of oneself, is where we get the word metamorphosis. And so, meta, we now know, Facebook has taken that over, in the metaverse and all these kinds of things, but it's talking about the changing, the morphing of self. And when we talk about metamorphosis, especially when we talk about it in school, but even when we talk about it at church, we often use the biological example of the life cycle of the butterfly, because it has such a pronounced transformation in its life cycle. And so, of course, you start off with the eggs, and the eggs are laid on a leaf, and then you have the caterpillars hatch from that. And, of course, the caterpillar eats and grows and then goes into the cocoon or the chrysalis, and then it emerges as a butterfly. And so that's what we're talking about in class and explaining that. And the reason is we're trying to get the idea of the timeline, the flow, right? And so we talk about the timeline. And so here's the timeline. You're an egg for a period of time. You're a caterpillar for a period of time, right? And how do all these things work? When do the transitions happen and things like that? And we talked about Zoe, and we talked about David and them being beautiful butterflies. And for some reason, I was a moth. I don't know what they were trying to tell me, but that's what happened in class. And so that's okay. I was still in a cocoon at one point, right? And so we talked about the first section. We said, how long are you an egg, right? And these aren't just any old eggs. These are eggs that become caterpillars. So they're fertilized eggs. Unfertilized eggs never become caterpillars, so they don't count. So we're talking about fertilized eggs. Well, what is that time period for a person? Well, we came up with it's about 2 years. So where do those 2 years come from? What are you talking about, Justin? Well, first of all, it starts out at about -9 months, right? That's when we become fertilized eggs, and then we progress from there to about a year, and so that's where we get about 2 years. Now, these are all abouts. That's what the tilde means at the front. They're about 2 years. It's trying to give you the idea. Everyone develops differently, right? It's not exact. But what do we even mean by that? What happens, and that's where I was leading them, what happens around a year old? What changes about you at around a year old? And it may be a little earlier, maybe a little later. And it's that right here, you learn there's right and wrong. You don't understand that when you're in the womb. You don't understand that when you're 3 months old. But at some point, you learn that there's a right and a wrong. That puts you in a different category of being when you learn there's a right and wrong. And so, all right, they're kind of getting their brains into the game that I'm trying to play here. And so then the question is, well, how long is the next period? How long are people caterpillars? And they're like, throwing out random numbers. I'm not even going to waste your time with the random numbers they threw out at me. I said, you can't really know this answer until you understand this line. What's happening? I'm pointing here like y'all can see it. It's up there. You can't until you know this line, right? What changes you from a caterpillar to a cocoon or to a chrysalis? And my daughter's in entomology club, so you can ask her what the difference between those two are. I don't know. I'll keep saying both. Well, it turns out that it's two things. And one of those things is something that happens to every single person, or I'll say every person who develops normally. We're going to take all the weird corner case exceptions out of it. Everyone who normally develops gets to a point where they realize there's more to them than a physical being. They figure that out. You don't have to have the Bible or anything else to figure that out. And that really is the thing that distinguishes us from the animals. My dogs have figured out that there's right and wrong. They got that far. But there's something else that happens with humans because of the spirit that we've been given that's in the image of God, right? Where we get to a point where we realize that there's more than physical. But you have to have more than that to get into the chrysalis phase. You also have to learn that you have a role in your spiritual outcome. And we learn that by hearing, right? Hearing the word of God. So when we're looking at like Acts 2, we can see these things that are true for the people in Acts 2. In Acts 2:36, it says, I'm sorry, Acts 2:37, it says, "Now when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'Brethren, what shall we do?'" First of all, that shows they understood right and wrong. Something that had been identified as wrong, they understood they were a participant in it. They had done wrong. They got that. But they also understood that there was something that they needed to do because they had a hand in their spiritual outcome. Now, their understanding was coming from Judaism, right? But they had had that understanding. They had heard the word of God in Judaism. And so they were told what they needed to do. And now, armed with that knowledge, already having known there was more to them than physical, and knowing they had a role in their spiritual outcome, and with verse 38 being told, "Repent and each one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit," they now had what they needed to move into the chrysalis phase. And I probably should have been more clear. Butterflies once you're a Christian. I should have said that at the top. So they're not Christians at this point, right? They have obtained what they need to begin the transformation process. And so then the question is, well, I forgot about that part. That's why I made the slide, so I wouldn't forget about parts. I forgot. How long is this period of time, right? We're looking at Acts 2 here, but how long is this period of time? And the first part is somewhere around 6 to 20 years. Again, I got the tilde there. Don't get hung up on the exact numbers here. The point is that some people figure it out earlier. Some people mature earlier. Some mature later. I've met plenty of 22-year-olds that really hadn't figured out they were much more than my dog, right? They hadn't gotten to that point yet. I've met some very mature, you know, 10-year-olds or 9-year-olds, whatever. That comes at some point in that period. I think a rational time period for it to come is probably more towards the middle of that time period than at the edges. But then the red is really a question mark. When do you hear the word of God? Right? Plenty of people that don't hear the word of God till they're in their 50s, 60s, whatever. Right? They understand they're more than an animal, but they have no idea they have a role in their spiritual outcome. So when does that come? So you really have two different time periods for this. One that comes to everyone, and one that comes to those who hear. But the question is, how do you respond to that? When you go into this chrysalis phase, how do you respond to that? And we talked about what gets you out of the chrysalis phase. And again, there are two things. One thing is that you accept your role in your spiritual outcome and you commit to your role in your spiritual outcome. And then the second thing is you do it. It's all well and good to accept and commit. If you never do anything, you're not getting into the butterfly phase of this. And so how long is this period of time? I put less than a day to question mark years. So you look at the Ethiopian eunuch, and they went along the road and came to water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized?" How long had Philip and the eunuch been together at that point? less than a day, a couple hours, I don't know, but less than a day. So it can be very quick in the chrysalis phase. Other people you hear know about the word and don't get baptized for ages. Don't commit for ages. Don't start walking that Christian life for ages. You know, it talks about in 1 Peter 3, 1 and 2, in the same way you wives be submissive to your own husbands, so that even if any of them are disobedient to the word, they may be won without a word by the behavior of their wives as they observe your chaste and respectful behavior. And it may take a while. They've heard it, but they haven't transformed. These things happen. Saw a terrifying picture the other day of a tadpole that was about yay big because it had a hormone imbalance and it never did that thing where it becomes a frog, so it just kept growing. If you enter the cocoon as a caterpillar and you just stay in there as a caterpillar, that ain't accomplishing the thing. And then this last period is about 0 to 100 years. You can believe, you can obey, and you can die. All in the same day. I've seen it happen. It's weird. Or you can believe and obey and live for another 100 years. Live as a Christian. Live the life. And then what is the end of being a butterfly? And my student said, death, spiritual or physical death. And that's not right. It's only physical death. That's what ends you being a butterfly. And at physical death or the judgment day, that's when you're transformed yet again. Out of this crude corruptible into an incorruptible. But if you spiritually die before then, you don't transform, you become a dead butterfly. And you can die at any of these stages beyond being an egg. You can be a dead caterpillar. You can be in the chrysalis dead. You can be a butterfly dead. And luckily, well, not luckily, that's a bad turn of phrase. Fortunately, we have a loving God that sent his son and had a plan from the beginning to bring you back to spiritual life. To give you an opportunity to be an active and living butterfly again, or for the first time, and then to continue that life. So you can give that statement like Paul gave about his confidence. So you can be obedient to what Christ said when he said in Revelation 2:10, "Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Be faithful until death, and I will give you a crown of life." So I thought I would take a moment to share some of the things we talked about in class, how the timeline works, and some of the things we talked about transition. We talked about a lot of other stuff, about how you lose parts and gain parts, your nutrition changes. There's a lot of good things to get out of this metamorphosis example, but I wanted to talk about the timeline. And so as far as an invitation goes, the question is, where are you on the chart? Are you in the caterpillar phase? Are you in the cocoon phase? Are you in the butterfly phase? And are you on the alive side or are you on the dead side? And it's all about the alive butterfly side. If you're not there, you're not where you need to be. So if you have any need of an invitation, please come forward while we stand and sing.